Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a great Sunday. My name is Dr. Jason Uchida. I'm a doctor of naturopathic medicine and your host of this program on alternative medicine. Welcome, one and all, to my last program of 2003. Today is November 9th, 2003 edition of Wellness in the New Millennium. Thank you for joining me, and may God bless you. We have a very special program lined up for you tonight. My patient, Carolyn, will share with you her story of overcoming an extremely tenacious and itchy case of eczema and seborrheic dermatitis. As usual, we will find out from her just how bad her eczema and seborrheic dermatitis really was. All right, here in just a few minutes. Before we go any further, let me tell you about the upcoming topics for the next few weeks. Next week on November 16th, Dr. Alex Concepcion returns to share more about how chiropractic can help with those nagging muscle aches and joint pains, as well as other everyday health concerns. As I mentioned earlier, tonight is my last program for 2003. However, I will return with more on alternative medicine on January 4th, 2004. That is the first Sunday of the new year. I hope you continue to join us on Sunday evenings next year. I've decided to alter the format with more open nights for questions and answers, more patient appearances, and recovery stories, of course, with volunteers permitting, and sprinkled with more of the usual. All of our sponsors will be back with us. We have commitments from the Flora Supplement Company, Nutrex Hawaii, the Good Health Food Store, Enzymatic Therapy, the Pan-American MOA Foundation, and Dr. Alex Concepcion and the Back to Health Center. I thank you for supporting them throughout the last 4 years. Again, my last program for this year is tonight. I'll return at the same time on Sunday evenings on January 4th, 2004. Again, next week, join Dr. Alex Concepcion for more about how chiropractic can help with those nagging muscle aches and joint pains, as well as other everyday health concerns. Wellness in the New Millennium is brought to you by the leaders in the health, wellness, and alternative medicine industry. Nutrex Hawaii, producers of Bioastin, the natural astaxanthin, and organic spirulina pacifica in powder, crystal flakes, and tablets since 1983. The Flora Supplement Company, producers of liquid phytocaps and quality nutritional supplements for a healthy digestive tract, bone health, and detoxification. The Pan-American MOA Foundation, promoting true health through art and beauty, nature farming, and Jodei, the medical art from Japan. The Good Health Food Store, more than just a health store. Enzymatic Therapy, producing innovative quality supplements for your healthcare needs. Dr. Alex Concepcion and the Back to Health Center, serving Hawaii one spine at a time. And the Island Wellness Center, the chronic illness specialist. Please stay with us. Tonight, our topic of discussion is how to heal yourself from eczema and seborrheic dermatitis with Carolyn, right after we take this very important sponsorship break with our friends from the Pan-American MOA Foundation, Enzymatic Therapy, and the Flora Supplement Company.
You're listening to Dr. Jason Uchida of Island Wellness Center. Dr. Uchida is trained and licensed as a doctor of naturopathic medicine and has been in private practice for the past 14 years. Naturopathic physicians are the only doctors who are medically trained in the use of herbs, vitamins, and minerals. Dr. Uchida is currently a member on the State of Hawaii Board of Examiners in Naturopathic Medicine, and you may direct appropriate letters and phone calls to his office located at 615 Pi'ikoi Street, Suite 1114, Honolulu, Hawaii 96814, or phone 589-1955. You may also email Dr. Uchida at wellness@pdchawaii.com.
This is KWAI Honolulu 1080 on the AM dial.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and you're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight, our topic of discussion is how to heal yourself from eczema and seborrheic dermatitis with natural medicine and a dietary change with my patient, Carolyn. Carolyn, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Carolyn, as I mentioned earlier, tonight's program is the last one for the year. I don't want to put any pressure on you, but the 100,000 people listening in tonight is expecting something really dramatically grand from you. Mm-hmm. So we can't let them down.
Well, I'm out now.
Maybe it's only 10 people out there listening tonight.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Just kidding. But Carolyn, everyone wants to know just how bad your eczema and seborrheic dermatitis really was. So how long did you suffer from the eczema and seborrheic dermatitis, and where did they affect you?
I've had eczema for at least 2 years, and it was all around me. It was on my scalp, it was behind my ears, it was on my elbows, my shoulders, on my back.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny because it was like symmetrical, and I would get it on my hips.
Mm.
Anytime I would scratch, if it was itchy, then it would turn dark. And I had these little bumps, too, that would, come out on my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And
the bumps were really itchy, I bet.
Yeah, even that was itchy. And that's how I knew the bumps were there, because I would feel this itch.
Yeah.
And then I'd look, and there would be this little, bump, like a water blister,
mm-hmm.
very small.
Yeah. And when the blister broke, very itchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, very
itchy.
It's
called dyshidrotic eczema.
Yeah.
Very an itchy type of eczema.
Mm-hmm.
Was the eczema really itchy? I mean, was it like maddening?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was really itchy. And, it was, it would disturb my sleep
mm-hmm.
sometimes. And it was bad when I would have to be at work and my, coworker would have to, rub some kind of cream, topical or something to help stop the itch.
Oh.
So this is between, at work and you're, needing to duck into the back room or something just to get some cream put on yourself. And
right.
Or my husband would have to,
rub cream on your back
cream,
for you.
Yeah, on my back before I went to work after I took a bath. And I mean, it was.
So you're being bothered throughout the whole day by the eczema.
Uh-huh.
Even
at
work,
worse.
You would... Yeah.
At its worst,
mm-hmm. You mentioned behind your ears. When my patients have eczema behind the ears, a lot of times it's weeping. Yeah, it kind of the skin breaks and they have a little bit of dampness to it.
Fortunately, mine didn't weep, but I felt like a dog because, I'd just be scratching behind my ears just like a dog. And, luckily it wasn't really where the skin broke for me, but it was, enough of a, bothersome thing that...
Yeah.
Something had to be done.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned you had it on your head or
mm-hmm.
your scalp.
Right.
Was that really itchy? Did it...
Yeah.
Was it flaky?
Yeah. And it was funny because it was just in a spot and it would be itchy, all the time. And I would scratch and I guess there was, some flaking to it. Again, I wouldn't say there was break in the skin, but... It was bothersome, and it doesn't look too good too, when you're out there and you're all scratching your head. I mean,
this
people
lady got lice on.
Right, and that's not too good.
Yeah. So really itchy. Your whole body was really itchy. You had the eczema.
Mm-hmm.
Certain areas of your body,
mm-hmm.
Behind your ears, your scalp, your back, your shoulders, elbows,
mm-hmm.
fingers,
right.
hips.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds pretty bad. You must have sought conventional medical attention.
I did. Because I didn't know why I was itching.
Mm.
I wasn't aware of eczema.
Mm.
I just thought maybe it was something, hormonal or some kind of allergy reaction. But anyway, I did go to see the doctors. I saw my GYN.
Okay.
And we talked about whether it might be hormonal or not, and
mm-hmm.
That didn't seem to be the case. But after that, he told me I should go see a dermatologist.
Okay.
So I did see a dermatologist also.
What type of treatment did you receive from the dermatologist?
The dermatologist wanted to treat me with topical creams or a topical cream.
Okay.
Yeah.
Corticosteroids.
Yeah. Right,
did it get better?
In the very beginning, initially when I, sought help, I would say the cream helped
mm-hmm.
some, yeah.
Okay.
It did.
But what happened? I guess it would keep coming back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it wasn't like using it and then you'd be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like it was given as something for temporary relief.
Right.
So anytime it was bothering me, then that's what I would do, just use it, and that was supposed to.
Okay, so when it was bad, you were really itchy, and you had the bumps
mm-hmm.
come out in your skin,
mm-hmm.
or the rash come out, you'd use the creams, it would get better, but then it would be back.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
You have a medical background. Why did you choose to see me or a naturopath for treatment of your eczema and seborrheic dermatitis?
Because when I went to see the MDs, I was told, and when they diagnosed it as being eczema, I was told that it would never go away.
Mm-hmm. They don't have a cure.
Yeah, they don't have a cure.
Yeah.
And I think that's the worst thing, you know, you one could hear, I think, that you got something and there's no cure for it.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, he made me feel very helpless and hopeless.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think anybody, you know, wants to feel that way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you need to have some hope to getting rid of whatever is ailing you.
Right.
It was with being disappointed,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the conventional doctors.
Mm.
And I think what helped a lot, too, was, you know, hearing from a friend, too, who had eczema,
mm-hmm.
and who shared his story about seeing you, you know, and who, you know, he couldn't say enough about. Milton, if you're out there, you know it's you. that he, you know, just shared his story.
And that was helpful. Milton's eczema is really bad.
Yeah.
And he not
mm-hmm.
only shared the story with you, but he also shared it with everybody else on the radio.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that's, I believe, what you meant.
Yeah.
So you had heard from someone who had eczema that they didn't have it anymore, and that's why you chose to come and see me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the timing was just great. I mean, it was like... you know, our friend had called us, you know, to say, hey, let's get together. Milton has a story to share. And yeah, this is, I think, around December last year. And so we got together and he just shared his story. And it was like, wow, you know, this is just for me because that's what I have, eczema. I didn't know Milton had eczema.
Oh.
Yeah, we would see him, you know, at you know, Christmas, you know, gatherings and stuff. And only then did I realize, yeah, he'd always be in long sleeves and whatever it is.
Right, covering it up.
Yeah.
Turtleneck sweater.
And then there he was that night with short sleeves, you know, T-shirt, you know.
Yeah.
So it was really great, you know, that he shared his story and
mm-hmm.
that kind of, you know, then stuck in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But how much time do we have?
Oh, a lot of time. Keep going.
Okay. Because there's more.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that we heard his story in December, and I was already, you know, having a problem with it, but I wasn't quite ready to do the alternative medicine, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I kind of bared with my eczema problem and did the topical, but then around March, I think, it just got bad.
Yeah.
And I went to see the dermatologist again, and it was at that time that he then decided to treat me with oral steroids.
Ah, you're bringing out the heavy weapons.
Yeah,
yes.
Uh-huh, right. And I don't like to put, you know, these things into my system.
Right.
If I have to take any kind of, you know, medication, I'll take half the dose recommended or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But so meanwhile, we just tried to... see, I lost my train of thought.
Okay. You went to the dermatologist.
Yeah,
he gave you steroids.
Did the steroids.
Oral steroids.
Right, right. And after I took it for 9 days, I thought it was, okay, maybe it was getting better. It was going to take care of it. But it didn't. It was good for maybe one day, like I wasn't scratching it off.
Uh-huh.
And then it came back with a vengeance.
Yeah, it was even worse.
Oh, it was the worst ever.
Yeah.
And that's when I thought, you know, there's got to be something better than this because my doctor is telling me they can't do anything for me.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, after I think I was asking him, you know, questions about, because I want a cure, right?
Yeah.
He actually told me, you know, I don't know what you have. That's what
the dermatologist.
Yeah, and I was really disappointed.
Yeah, he's
that.
The specialist in skin.
Right.
And he couldn't, he didn't know what you had.
It felt like, it felt like he was just trying to, you know,
push you away.
Yeah.
See somebody else now.
Okay. That was really disappointing.
That must have been disheartening.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a specialist, right, for skin problems.
Right.
And you have a skin problem and he's saying, can't help you, or
mm-hmm.
I don't even know what you have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at that point, I just thought, I think it's time to call Dr. Uchida.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Well, let's talk about eczema real briefly for everyone. This is how... scientifically, what we know eczema is. Eczema is just basically Your immune system is removing poisons from the body, and it's removing it through the skin. And as it's removing this poison out of the body through the skin, it's actually trying to dissolve or break down this poison. And in the dissolving and breaking down process, it's destroying the poison as well as skin tissue. And that's why people with eczema have damaged skin, and it's really itchy because the poison is coming out. If you ever have like poisons on your skin, you're going to notice it's going to get irritated and inflamed, and it's going to be itchy. So the steroids, corticosteroids and the oral steroids, what they are considered in medications, or their class of medication, is immunosuppressive drugs. So what that means is steroids suppress your immune system from working, so it's going to almost like help the poison. Because if the immune system is not removing the poison, then obviously it's going to remain in your body and you won't have this eczema. But once the steroid stops working, then you're going to have even more poisons building up in you that's going to want to come out of, or your immune system will just kind of drag it out of the body, causing the eczema to flare up, kind of like what you experienced, Carolyn. Carolyn, along with the eczema and the seborrheic dermatitis, though, you also suffered from other symptoms and conditions. Would you tell us what they were and how they affected you?
I would have frequent headaches, and I had allergies and a sinus condition from childhood. So I even went the route of doing allergy shots.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I had antibiotics often.
Okay.
And I had tearing of the eyes. That was a real nuisance for a long time. I had that. I would, you know, see the optometrist,
okay,
and even the ophthalmologist, mm-hmm, and they didn't know why I would tear.
Mm-hmm.
Some easy bruising, you know, that would occur on my arms and legs. I wasn't sure how I got it.
Okay.
Yeah. Some incontinence, difficulty concentrating, some mood swings. I didn't really feel moody, but I guess you'd have to ask my husband.
Okay.
But a little edgy sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And then some anxiousness.
Okay. And you weighed about 125
mm-hmm,
pounds at that
mm-hmm,
time. And
mm-hmm,
we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Okay, very good. So you had a bunch of other symptoms along with the eczema and the seborrheic dermatitis that had affected you for as little as, let's say, 6 months or a year to since childhood, like the chronic sinus congestion and infections that
yeah,
you suffered from. What did I tell you was causing the eczema and seborrheic dermatitis?
You said it was systemic candida infection.
Okay, so what did you think of that diagnosis when I told you it was a fungus causing your problems?
I thought, ooh, that's what I thought.
Oh, yeah. You wanted it out of your body.
Yeah.
Okay.
So somewhat surprised, you know, and
yeah,
because the doctors, you know, never said anything about that either. I
mm-hmm,
mean, it was the first time I heard of it.
Okay. Let me talk briefly about systemic fungal infections or systemic candida infections for the listening audience if they've never heard about this before. When we take prolonged dosages of antibiotics, steroids, and estrogens, as well as a heavy dose of antibiotics, steroids, or estrogens, it causes a systemic fungal infection in us. And all the medical books talk about it. When you look at the systemic fungal infection sections in the book, or mycoses section of the medical books, and they always talk about when we take those drugs, it causes these problems to occur, or this problem to occur. And that's why I treat my patients who have skin problems like eczema and seborrheic dermatitis, if they've taken antibiotics and steroids or estrogens and prolonged their heavy dosages, for a systemic fungal infection, and that's why they tend to get well. What type of treatment did I recommend that we put you on, Carolyn?
You recommended diet change and antifungal and digestive supplements.
Would you talk a little bit about the diet change for everyone?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Yeah. It was quite a stretch, I mean, to do the diet change because it's just so far from how we how I normally eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did we eliminate from your diet?
Sugar. Anything that even, had yeast.
Okay.
In it, yeah.
So sugar foods are cookies, cakes, pies, pastry,
everything
chocolate,
we love.
Candy,
yeah,
ice cream.
Yeah, just rob me of my life.
But you're here, and you're better. As well as all bread, all noodles. Because if it was just the sugars, it would be tough. But with other things, it makes it even harder. Mm-hmm. All bread, all noodles, plus all fruit, except papaya and avocado. All dried fruit, even dried papaya and avocado. I don't think we have dried avocados, though. But white rice, alcohol, vinegar, and juice and soda. Yeah. So that's all the sugars. Plus, because there's a potential for having a lot of food allergies develop when we have a systemic fungal infection, because the fungus likes to take over the digestive tract. So if they're there, our digestive tract or our digestive potential is a lot weaker, so we're going to have a tendency to form food allergies. We also had to remove a bunch of other foods, which made it even tougher, right? Mm-hmm. These foods are the most common food allergens in Hawaii would be tomatoes, eggplant, bell peppers, potatoes, all dairy, including eggs, as well as wheat, so that would be pasta and bread, soy, including tofu and soy sauce, corn, mushrooms, coffee, peanuts, pistachios, macadamia nuts, and one more nut, peanuts, pistachios, macadamia nuts, cashews, alcohol and vinegar. So was the diet easy?
No. In all honesty, it was not an easy diet, but it sure was worth it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So, and...
Not easy, but worth it.
But worth it. I mean, yeah, you're not scratching yourself awake at night now.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
But along with the diet change, though, we also had to give you some supplements, and I'll explain the supplements in brief. We had to, one, kill off fungus, so I gave you some antifungals, broad-spectrum antifungals. And as we kill off the fungus, we had to replace the fungus with the good bacteria that actually belong in the small intestine, so we gave you a probiotic formula. We strengthened your digestive tract right now, because if the fungus was there, your digestion would be weaker, so we wanted to strengthen that right away so you wouldn't form new food allergies. So I gave you a good general digestive tonic, which has hydrochloric acid, pepsin, pancreatic enzymes, bile salts, as well as digestive enzymes that are released by the bacteria in the small intestines, like protease, amylase, glucoamylase, lipase. And then we also gave you an herbal formula for your liver and your kidneys, because they would be really overworked as we started killing off the fungus in your body. And I want you to kind of talk a little bit about that too in a few minutes. Carolyn, what type of improvement did you get after 2 weeks of being on this treatment program?
My eczema was better in 2 weeks already. My scalp, not necessarily, but, you know, different things did improve. I didn't have headaches for the 2 weeks. No problem with allergies. This was really important that my tearing had stopped.
Tearing had stopped.
Yeah, right.
Was that surprising to you?
Oh, yeah. Because that wasn't anything I thought would be affected.
Mm-hmm.
So that was...
You would think unrelated, no?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Unrelated. Everything that I was experiencing was just better.
Was better.
You know, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Let's see. What
and
did
my
you
weight dropped.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you recall how much weight you lost in the first 2 weeks?
I went down to 100, from 125 to 118 pounds.
Wow. 7 pounds in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Were you happy about that too?
Yeah, that's because I wasn't expecting that either, because that wasn't the focus.
Right.
You know, it was just getting rid of the itching and the scratching.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Was sinus and sinus congestion a problem on a daily basis?
Before.
It was.
I mean, a long time ago, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But not
anything of recent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to go to a commercial break, Carolyn, and then we'll come back and we'll finish
shucks.
Up. You're tuned in to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida. Tonight, our topic of discussion is how to heal yourself from eczema and seborrheic dermatitis with my patient Carolyn. We'll be back with more on what you can do to heal yourself from eczema and seborrheic dermatitis right after we take this very important sponsorship break with our friends from Nutrex Hawaii, Dr. Alex Concepcion, and the Back to Health Center and the Good Health Food Store.
This is KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida. You're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight, our topic of discussion is how to heal yourself from eczema and seborrheic dermatitis. And we have my patient Carolyn joining us tonight to share her story of doing such. Carolyn, how much better were you after being on the treatment program for 10 weeks?
Well, the eczema was gone. I wasn't having itching, and there were no more bumps, you know, little bumps on my hands.
Mm-hmm.
So much, much better, like 95%.
Okay.
Itching on the top of my head, some lumpiness, a little bit still, but
no itch.
Not really, just, yeah, periodic okay. maybe, but improved.
Okay.
And for the insomnia, that was better also. Headaches, none. Hadn't had headaches for, you know, a while.
A while.
Yeah, that improved.
Okay.
Tearing of the eyes again, so much better.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just actually, there, you know, I wasn't, at 10 weeks already, I wasn't having any problem with the tearing of the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Incontinence was better. Bruising wasn't a problem.
Okay. And you had mentioned, like, you'd have headaches.
Uh-huh.
I guess, what, every week or so?
Often. Right. Yeah, I guess weekly.
Yeah. And you hadn't had a headache in, like, 10 weeks.
Yeah. It had been really good because, actually, it was, like, when I think about it, pretty much throughout my life, I would have headaches.
What do you think of that? I mean, you know, I mean, you were coming in for your skin,
yeah,
and that was better,
right.
But also you hadn't had headaches in 10 weeks either.
That's the great thing, you know, the diet, the supplements, I think, helped a lot of other problems. It wasn't just skin.
Your skin.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
All right.
A lot of bonuses.
Yeah. Also, no allergy or sinus type problems for 10 weeks.
No.
How did you feel about that? I mean, you know.
Yeah, that was good because I guess if anything, it wasn't like the allergies and the sinus was such a problem, but I would feel myself get stuffy and nasal and whatever,
yeah.
And so, you know, it was a good thing that wasn't bothering me anymore, too.
Okay. And you also had lost a little bit of weight, too.
Oh, lots.
You recall what your weight was after 10 weeks of being on the treatment?
108
pounds.
Yeah.
That would have been, what, 17 pounds of weight loss in 10 weeks.
Oh, never did I imagine.
And for you, that's a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you started out at 125.
Mm-hmm.
So, people would have looked at you and thought, normal weight, that's a good weight to be.
Yeah, I always thought that, you know, with hitting 125, that was just my heaviest, you know. I never thought I would come down to even 115 with trying.
Oh, really?
So to even go below 110 is a big deal.
Yeah. Did you get a lot of comments about your weight loss?
Yeah, I guess. You know, people would notice somewhat. Yeah, and of course I was concerned about looking shriveled. But,
I hope the comments were positive.
Yeah, well, they never told me to my face. They just talked about it. No. If anything, though, I guess the key thing is that I felt good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you mean with the weight loss,
you still
felt really good.
Right.
You didn't feel weak or anything
No.
And plus, you were doing better on everything else. I mean, your eyes weren't tearing anymore. And your skin... it was a lot better. You said about 95% better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How did you feel about the improvements that you made in just 10 weeks? Did you expect that kind of improvement in such a short period of time?
No, actually, things were happening rather fast when you think about it. Mm. I mean, it's been months.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a number of weeks.
It's been about 7 months now.
When you think about, you know, how I did get better.
Yeah.
Well,
it was pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really great.
Yeah. Did you ever have 7 months of not having any skin problems in the last 2 years?
Well, you know, there was just all the other symptoms as well, you know, so there was always something, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So significant improvement then.
Mm-hmm. Right,
very good. In July of this year, you had a cholesterol blood test done. Would you tell us the results of the blood test?
My total was 194. Mm-hmm. My HDL was 46 and my LDL was 136. Whereas I was, you know, over 200.
Before. Were you a lot over 200 before?
It must have been bad enough. I can't remember exactly, but it was bad enough that the doctor wanted to put me on cholesterol medicine.
Mm.
And I did not want to get into prescription medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So although I was even given a prescription and a sample to take, I didn't.
Uh-huh.
I didn't fill it. I didn't take the sample. And I just thought, nah, that's right, it's not important. But when everything happened and then I started on the diet, then I felt like with losing the weight so fast and mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff, I felt like I was going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
So when the doctor saw me, you know, months later and wanted to get me on pills, he said, you know, there's not much that's going to change for me already. I should just get on the pills.
Mm.
I pleaded, actually, with, no, not yet. You know, give me time because I'm on this
new diet. Huh?
I want to give it some time.
Okay.
And so he agreed to giving me 6 more weeks from that time. So that's when I went in for the check, and this is what the results were. And he made a comment.
What did he say?
He said, is this for real? Quote, unquote.
What do you mean? The blood test, was it for real?
I think that and that I lost that weight.
And
I guess things, you know, fell into place.
And
you know,
your cholesterol levels had dropped significantly.
So, I mean, I said, you know, this means I don't need to do any prescription medications. And he said, no, you don't need to. But
very
he's checking
good.
Me in 6 months, so I need to be good. But
he didn't give you much time. He gave you just 6 weeks.
From that, point, you know.
But, at least he said, you know, your cholesterol levels were really good and your weight loss was positive,
mm-hmm.
so give you 6 more months. Very good.
Yeah.
What do you think? Were you happy about the lowered cholesterol results from the diet?
I was ecstatic because I just did not want to get into prescription medications.
Mm.
You know, I always looked at that as just something I would be taking forever once I started, you know?
You would be, actually.
So I just did not want to get started. So I was ecstatic.
Very good. Good job. Yeah. After 16 weeks on the program, you lost 20 pounds.
At my most, it was 20 pounds.
That's 16% of your body weight. How did you feel about that weight loss? Did you ever, you said you never thought you'd be 115,
mm-hmm.
much less 105.
Oh, yeah. So I was amazed. I was amazed.
What'd your husband say about that?
Good.
Good.
No good. Man, a few words,
okay.
but I love him. Yeah, he was, you know, very supportive too about what I did.
Very good.
So I'm really grateful for that. Yeah.
Awesome. More comments in the back rooms of work about your weight loss.
Oh, you know, at work too. I mean, everybody there is so supportive. The girls are just wonderful. You know, Linda, Lynn, you know, Leanne, all of them. They're so great. And it's always like, you know, coming in after an appointment with you, and
uh-huh.
it's like, okay, you know, what's new? And okay, I lost this much weight, you know, I'm down to here and this and that.
Awesome.
So it's really,
And I'm sure now you guys talk about a few other things, because mm-hmm. The treatment isn't all about removing all these foods for the rest of your life and take all these pills the rest of your life, right?
Right.
That you've been finding out the last few months that I'd like to talk about in a bit. How are you doing now? I mean, you know, it's been about 7 months. I'm sure a lot of people are thinking, oh, great, you did well for 10 weeks, but how are you doing after 7 months?
Yeah, the eczema just never actually reappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And, following the diet as I should, I mean, I'm convinced that it would stay away.
Mm.
So
very
I'm
good.
Really happy about it.
Awesome. Were you surprised
mm-hmm.
with getting this kind of results?
Oh, yeah. Very, very surprised.
Even though you knew Milton had gotten the same results.
Yeah. I mean, still surprised, but yeah. I just thank God for it.
Mm.
Yeah, for naturopathic medicine and that to know that there's an alternative.
What do you think about naturopathic medicine now? Do you have any kind of opinion on it for eczema?
I don't think people have anything to lose by just giving it a try because, you know, especially when I think about children who suffer from it.
Mm.
I mean, that is just too painful to think that you have, you know, kids who are just scratching and going through, you know, life this way.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important to talk about it, I think, to share and, you know, make people more aware. So, you know, that there is an alternative.
Yeah.
If your doctors, your regular, you know, doctors tell you they can't do anything, it's worth, you know, looking at naturopathic medicine or whatever it is, you know. But this was the way to go for me and a lot of other people.
Yeah, a few other people. So, you know, the last few months, we've been, the program has changed a little bit. I can't remember offhand exactly, because we've been adding foods back into your diet, right?
Right,
we talked about 20 minutes ago which foods we eliminated from your diet, from the noodles or pasta to bread, and a pork was one I didn't mention. And the nuts and the seeds, as well as tomatoes, eggplants, those kind of things. What have we been doing the last 3 months or so?
Introducing foods again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been wow, you know. When you first hear what the diet is, then you get panicky that, oh my gosh, there's no reason to live, right?
Yeah.
You know, everything that you live for is taken away from you.
Yeah.
But then to be told that this is temporary and that you will, be able to introduce foods again that you like to eat, and you're just going to learn how to eat better, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, gives you, you know, that hope and that, you know that you can do this, and if it's temporary, it's not just forever and forever.
Right.
The supplements even, you know, and all of that. So, yeah.
So, we tested a bunch of foods, most of the ones that we mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember offhand. Did you react to a few of them?
Yeah, eggplant, I thought, gave me some reaction.
Okay. Was that itching and stuff?
Yeah, itching.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And maybe the corn, and maybe the bell peppers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Was eggplant, corn, and bell peppers a regular part of your diet before?
Definitely the eggplant. I love eggplant. Eating it any which way.
Sorry about the bad news then.
Yes.
Okay. But that's why we removed those foods. Because if we didn't remove eggplant, corn, and bell peppers, and we just treated fungus alone, you wouldn't have gotten any better because you would have kept reacting to those foods. So when all your symptoms cleared up and your skin cleared up, we added them back in one at a time. And because you were so healthy, you knew when you weren't so healthy when you ate a food that you were sensitive to.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you look at foods differently now?
Yeah. If anything, now I eat to live. You know, I mean, really, before it's like, wow, you know, you just live to eat.
Yeah.
But it's been an education, and, you know, just a lot of positives have come out of it.
Mm.
And, you know, I have a girlfriend too, another girlfriend who has always tried to eat well. You know, my girlfriend Linda, and she, now I understand what, you know, she has been doing for her body as well, too.
So she eats really well and watches her diet.
Yeah, you know, watches the foods and
before
and
you went on this
too,
program.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like I understand a little better about detoxifying my body and, you know, having gotten rid of all the junk and whatever, stopping all that stuff. And she was very, you know, supportive through, you know, that one stretch of time that I, you know, was struggling with it. Yeah. I think it was after 1 month, I think, after being
Let's
on the diet.
Let's talk about that, because your case is not unique, but I don't think we typically talk about the aggravation of your condition. Mm-hmm. It's called, in when you treat systemic fungal infections or systemic candida infections, it's called the candida die-off phase. As we start killing off and starving off the fungus, they start to die in your body, and the amount of poisons or toxins are even greater than it was to start. And you had some problems after about a month of being on the treatment. What kind of problems did you have?
Yeah, I just started to feel sick, I think I had some nausea. I couldn't eat. The sight of food, the smells, I mean, everything. It was like being pregnant again. but I was just really feeling badly.
Yeah.
And it seemed that it was, you know, a matter of my body detoxifying maybe, and maybe reacting to one of the pills, it was. You know, thank God for, you know, my girlfriend Linda and even the Kaneshiros, you know, they were so supportive in helping me through it. And that's why I think after that, you know, I had mentioned to you, if anybody goes through this, because I saw it as a detoxifying period of time.
Right.
Because I got over that. I thought I was going to quit the diet.
I think you had mentioned that.
Yeah. I started to ask you, I think, has anybody quit the diet? I didn't want to be the only one, but you know, I thought, well, you know, maybe I can't handle it.
Yeah.
But it was needing to get over that rough time.
Exactly.
And just trying to stay with it, work through it. And, you know, you told me how to work through it, you know, also.
Mm-hmm. And we altered your supplements that you took.
Right. And then I think after a week after that, then slowly I started to just kind of get better again,
and
I thought I would never be able to eat the foods again, you know, the fish, the turkey, and the brown rice and whatever, but
it was making you feel funny when you ate them?
No, I mean, once I started to eat again, you know, it just all fell into place, and I was able to pick up on the diet again.
Yeah.
But during that period, that 1 week period when I was just really feeling sick, I mean, it was where I just preferred even not to eat anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a hard time.
Most people actually go through this detoxification phase.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a third to a half of the patients actually experience that detoxification. Everyone's is a little bit different. Yeah, some people have diarrhea, some people have nausea. You had, I guess, a nausea.
Yeah, nausea. Yeah. And I did throw up.
You
know,
threw up
once
too.
Also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're just cleaning out your body. The fungus is dying off in you, and you just. So luckily, you had a friend, Linda, who understands about detoxification.
Right.
And you talked to Milton and his wife Chandra, who had. Been
the
through this
are really supportive
treatment too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the diet, typically everyone likes to talk about. Was that difficult for you?
Okay. It was. Because it's just such a change from how we normally eat.
Mm.
And oh boy.
Yeah.
It was hard.
It was hard. Did you have enough foods to eat though?
Yeah, you know, I was never hungry.
Uh-huh.
That's the thing. And that's what makes me think again now, you know, to go back to eating the foods that I used to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I do kind of think twice sometimes, believe it or not, girls, Linda, Lynn, believe it or not, I think twice sometimes because I don't want to get into that rut again where I get hungry and then I start feeling ill or whatever and start eating food, which doesn't
candies
really
or chips
help.
Or that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I love that stuff, you know, still, all that chocolate and, you know, desserts and all of that. I'll always love it.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess now, you know, I would be thinking twice about how much of it I would have, how often, and, you know, all of that.
Okay. About how long did it take you to go through that detoxification phase? Did it take about a week?
It was at least, it was a week.
A week.
It was a week.
It was a rough week, though, because you were thinking about
really rough
quitting.
Week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you happy you didn't quit?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I really didn't think I was going to get over it. Even when I wasn't sick anymore, I didn't think I would be able to do the diet again.
Oh.
But it was really funny how I did.
Yeah.
But it was with, you know, support and continuing encouragement.
So I'm glad, I'm happy that you volunteered yourself to talk to other patients who have a die-off reaction to the program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they would appreciate that. Do you have anything you want to say to anyone who suffers from eczema or seborrheic dermatitis?
excuse me. Yeah. I would say you don't need to suffer with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people go through years of their life like that, and I would say you don't need to suffer through it. There is treatment. There's hope, and it's a more natural way and a healthier way. And for children especially, I just feel that, you know, it's so important if parents are listening and they have children who are suffering from it, for even other things, it's really worth getting into, say, a naturopath, I think, and mm-hmm. seeing what can be done.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, really through diet.
Mm-hmm.
So important.
Yeah, I'm very basic, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're testing food allergies right now. Do you think you're going to have a fun holiday season with the fruits that you're adding back
yes,
in and chocolate?
Yes, yes.
We are adding chocolate in, right?
No, chocolate is not until later, but I mean, I am not the perfect patient either, okay? The God's truth, I am not the perfect patient, but I guess I know my limits, and,
yeah.
You know, I tested a little, but I know my boundaries too, and...
Yeah.